I count it an honor to get to be here today. I want to tell you something. You're blessed. You have a fantastic pastor, a great family. First family of this house is amazing. And it's kind of intimidating today just talking with him. I know that he is a very wise man and a very, I bet he can preach a house down, can't he? I knew it. I wish he was boring at this point. But I will tell you first, right now, I'm not a preacher. I will say that I am a speaker. I share my heart. And that's kind of what I do. I leave the preaching to the ones that's the most qualified for the job. But I love to share thoughts and ideas. I love to share my heart. And this what I'm getting ready to just kind of share with you is very different. And I'm going to do the fast version of it today. So, congratulations. You get to go to dinner or lunch early today. How about that? Maybe. Because I'm not going to promise what the Holy Ghost will do. Because, you know, here's the thing. I want God to do what he wants to do today.
Amen.
Not my agenda.
Right.
My agenda makes me nervous. But when the Holy Ghost shows up in the house, that's where I'm comfortable. You see, I grew up in church like that. Grew up in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. I know nobody knows where that's at. It's the neighboring to Horse Branch town. And right next to Horse Branch is Rosine, Kentucky. It's so country that that's where bluegrass music was born and founded, in Rosine, Kentucky, Bill Monroe. So that's where I get my good accent from, you guys. Yeah, y'all get that later, I guess. But here's the thing. I asked the Lord to touch us today, to open our minds, to hear something maybe in a different light. Will you throw the scripture up on the screen if you don't care? We're going to read a passage of scripture, and I'm going to read it on the screen. And if you want to, you can turn your Bibles there and just mark this. It's very different. It says, it's John 8:44. Now, I want us to keep our Bibles marked for a minute because here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to that passage of scripture here in just a moment. And then we're going to read one verse down later on, okay? After I talk just for a little bit, we're going to read the next verse later on, verse 45. But verse 44, let's read this. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. That's his nature. That's who he is. The devil is a lie. Turn to your neighbor and say, the devil is a lie. For he is a liar and the father of it. That's what he does. You see, the devil is accuser of the brethren. He goes back and forth talking about us, false accusing us, trying to pull us and do other things. Yeah, I want to throw this in real fast. A pastor said this one time, and I heard it, and boy, it just changed the way that I talk, changed my thoughts about things. He said, you know, the devil is an accuser of the brethren. He goes back and forth, and he talks about you. Talks about you. Now, listen to this. You know how sometimes something can happen and sister so-and-so will get with brother so-and-so, or sister so-and-so will get with sister so-and-so, and brother will get with brother, and something come up, and the next thing you know, you've brought up a conversation about somebody. Right? Oh, did you hear? If somebody starts with that, you just better get ready to say, no, don't care to, really. Here's the thing. When you do that, when you talk about someone else, when you run someone else's name down, number one, We're all God's kids. You're running God's kids down. Number two, you're taking on the very nature of Satan himself. Think about that. That's pretty rough. That's pretty rough because that's what the enemy does. He's an accuser of the brethren. Scripture tells us that. Now, here's the thing I want to share with you today. This is going to be short. I promise. I'm going to try. I was at my father-in-law's home on Thanksgiving. And I want to say that God gave me a vision. It just happened so fast. And I saw a service just like this. Everything was working as planned. The ushers were ushering. The parking staff was helping park cars. The people was doing what they do. The singers were up singing. The praise and worship team was singing well. And then I saw something in the service. I saw the enemy walking up and down aisles, sitting on pews beside others, saying, don't raise your hand. So-and-so's here. They know what you used to be. I watched him go up and down aisles and just messing with each person. And when the altar service came, I was watching, and he would just, it was like a vision. And then I also saw in this vision, I saw Jesus walking up down aisles, waiting for someone to reach out. Just like the little woman with the issue of blood when she reached out. He was just walking up and down, waiting for someone to grab a hold of some truths and reach out. And then something strange hit me. And I thought, what if, how many's ever had the devil lie to you? Come on, let me see. How many's ever had the devil lie to you? The rest of y'all keep breathing. Might happen today. Let me try it one more time. How many has ever had the devil lie to you? Oh, good. I was just making sure we still had breath there for a minute. Here's the thing. That's what he does. But I had a thought. What if God said, not today? Not in this service. Today. Matter of fact, devil, you're not going to lie. You're going to tell the truth about three things. What if the devil had to tell the truth? Now listen to this. This is different. What if he had to tell the truth about who he is and what he's trying to do? What if he had to tell the truth about who you really are? And what if he had to tell the truth about who God really is? What would he say? Well, that thought hit me, and I got to searching, and I got to thinking, and this is what I come up with. So are y'all ready? I'm going to go into character for a minute. I'm going to play the devil just for a moment, and I'm going to have to tell the truth. Now, go with me. I know you're not going to find that he tells the truth in the word anywhere. Matter of fact, we just read the scripture. He is a lie and the father of it. But what if he had to preach the sermon today and really tell the truth about who he is, who you are, and who God really is? So here's what my thoughts. Could you give me a little spooky music? Would you do it just a little? That's pretty good, isn't it? So I'm going to go into character, all right? That ain't the reason I wore this red jacket, but I'm just going to go into character. I was created for worship. I had every stone, every sound, every woodwind instrument, every brass instrument. I was a composer. I created the atmosphere, the presence of God himself. I was considered, called, the beautiful cherub. That's who I was. But oh, I got a little. Not a little, a whole lot. All about myself. I saw what I had. I saw what God had created in me. I saw myself and I started exalting myself. I was something. You got to watch your talents. You got to watch your gifts. Your gifts can't control you. So God will have none other before him. So he done away with me, he cast me out. Let me tell you the truth about me. Now, you know what I'm after? You think I'm after your finances? You think I'm after your possessions? No, I'm after your destiny. I'm after your future. I want you to forfeit your destiny the way I did. Oh, I couldn't stand it today when you were worshiping. That's what I used to do. I couldn't stand it to see the way he looked down at you the way he used to look at me. I want you to lay down your destiny and your future. I will do anything in my power to get it. You see, I knew you were coming. I've been after you for a long time. Started generations ago. Started working on habits and influences. Because I knew really, well, we'll get to that in a minute. That's what I'm doing. Lying to you, sitting on pews beside you, telling you that you're nothing, that you're not loved. Trying to convince you you're something you're not. And you're doing a good job listening to me. So keep it up. Now that's just a little bit about me. Let me tell you a little bit about you. Oh, if you only knew who you were. If you only could see really what was down inside of you. If you could only know. Oh, yeah. You see, when you took your first little whimper and cry, doctors and nurses heard just a little whimper, but hell shook and trembled because there was purpose that they heard. They heard destiny cry out. Not only did hell shake and tremble, and not only did we set devices out to get you, heaven rejoiced because they said, oh, there's another one of God's creations. Imagine if they would grasp a hold of really what God has for them, what they could do. So we had to try to stop you. We had to stop your voice. We want to silence your voice. We want to silence your destiny. How dare you to tell me that you're mean to tell you that you're not loved? Oh, if you only knew how much he loved you. If you only knew. See, I was there trying to convince him to come off the cross. I was there when he was hanging on the cross of Calvary. I was there when he cried, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's talking about you. How could you ever say that you're not loved? No greater love has ever been given to you. Has ever been given to you. Oh yeah, your children. Oh, if you only knew. If you only knew what I had in store, what God has in store for them. If you really only knew, really, the power that's down inside of you. If you only knew the power of the church, who you really are, and what you can accomplish, and what you can get done. Oh, but yes, I try to get in church houses and fight over music and get you to fight over this and that and leaving you out of this and you can't do that. And I try to get you to bicker and complain and think about this and run down that one. But you see, I know the power that's down inside of you, because if you unify together, well, you know the scripture. Two or three agree upon one thing. Oh, one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. That's some power. That's some power. Oh, but let me keep convincing you that you're weak. Let me keep convincing you that your past is who you are, when really the blood cries out something different. Let me keep convincing you that you'll never live your destiny out. Let me try to keep convincing you, because you're doing a good job listening. I'll never be a leader. Let me tell you, you were created. You ready for this truth? You were created in the image and likeness of God. If you only really knew the power that was laid down inside of you. Oh yeah. Here's another trick that I pull on you. When you come to the altar and ask for forgiveness of something, you're supposed to leave it. But you pick it back up and let me bind you back up. When you're forgiven, but you still let me cripple you with your past. You let me cripple you with your being failed in your past and bitterness. Bitterness. That's the number one destiny destroyer. Bitterness. Well, I could go on about you all day long, but now let me tell you some truths about him. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He held stars in his hands and flung them in the sky and told them where to stay. All the planets, every animal, he spoke into existence. He's amazing. He's all power. He's all power, and he loves you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One day he's coming back. Yeah, I try to convince you. I try to convince you that's just a church tale. Oh, but why do you think I'm trying to convince the world of it so much right now? Because he is coming back. The eastern sky will be split. He's coming back after his bride. Oh, and this part right here, this part I hate. I have to tell you the truth. One day, I will have to bow and confess Jesus is Lord of all. Okay. Now I'm out of character. I'm back to Jason. Wasn't that good? I'm just kidding. It's a different spin on something, isn't it? How many times have we sat in a church pew and heard the very same things preached to us and taught to us. How many has a kid? You have a red letter Bible, don't you? In that verse 844, is that written in red? I think it is, isn't it? Oh, yeah. That's written in red. That's Jesus himself saying this, right? Let's go to verse 45 because it's written in red too. Now, I've preached the truth of the devil, saying that doing something that he'll never do. The scripture tells us this. Now, I want you to look at this. This is Jesus speaking. And said, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Have we gotten deaf to the voice of God? Have we gone deaf to the word of God? All of the promises that is in the word of God are for you. Forevermore, they're laid up for you. They're a roadmap for you. They're promises that you can grasp a hold of. If the word of God says you can be set free, honey, there's not a devil in hell that can keep you from being set free. Hello? If he says, I will set you free and forgive you of your past, and not only forgive you, but forget about it. Woo, that's a love right there. Let me tell you something. Friends want to hold on to your past. Family will hold on to your past, but not the one that loves you more than ever. He said, I'll forgive you and set you free, and I'll forget about it. If the Bible says that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Honey, that's a promise of Jesus Christ. Then you can be healed. You can be set free. The chains can be broken off of your life. Why? Because the word of God says it. All of the things that the devil says to you, you take it as a truth and it's a lie. But the promises of God we've heard preached to us time and time again, and we come up to the altar, we pray about it, and we pick it back up. It's not yours to pick back up. That's why Jesus came to the cross of Calvary. That's why he came to this earth. He said, cast all your cares and heavy burdens upon me, and I will give you rest. Woo! Lord have mercy. I don't know about you, but I like some rest. And I like some peace that passes all understanding. I like joy that's like a river that flows out of my soul. And I like love that wraps its arms around you when you know you feel unlovable, but the love of God wraps his arms around you. I like that. I need it. Some of us have got to get tired of sleepless nights. Some of us has got to get tired of what's happened to our past and what's happened to us in our past and what we've done in our past. We got to get tired of it and claim a hold and grasp a hold of the truths of God. How sad would it be? How sad would it be? Listen to this. How sad, how many parents do we have in here today? You have children. How sad would it be for one of our children to walk around with their head hung down like this and walk around in front of us all the time because something happened, you know, they failed and made a mistake or did something wrong and they were just so embarrassed. And say, I love you, Daddy. Or they had something that Daddy could fix, but they just chose to go around brokenhearted, to go around believing what the enemy says in front of Daddy. And all the while, all he says is ask. Knock. Are you hearing me today? Y'all looking at me like a calf looking at a brand new gate. I want to make sure you're still here. Have you said that crab is just loony? Look, you want me to tell you? Here's the deal. I love you. I love each and every one of you. You might say, how could you do that? You don't even know me. It doesn't matter. You're my family. I love you. And I want God to bless your home, and I want him to bless your life. I want him to bless your children. I want him to bless you and prosper you and keep you. But here's the key. Quit believing the lies and let God be God and take care of what he needs to take care of in your life. What time is it? 11? No, it can't be 11:25. If it's 11:25, I'm in trouble. Here's what I want you to do. I want every person in this house right now to stand to your feet. Right now. How many is tired of the devil lying to you? How many is tired of believing a lie? How many is tired of your past being brought up in your face and you dampening your pillow with tears at night? How many is tired of just worrying about this and stressing about that? And he holds tomorrow. He wants you to live in peace and joy and happiness and rest. I want drama to pack its bags and get out of your house. I want stress to pack its bags and fear to pack its bags and move on. It shouldn't take residence in your home, and then your kids shouldn't have fear in their life. Anger, get out of my house. Somebody needs to start sweeping a little bit. Just get you a broom and open the door and say, get out. Matter of fact, just kick them out. Is this too much? But it goes all the way back to the scripture, 45. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. You got to get tired. You'll never go anywhere different doing the same things. You got to get tired of the place that you're at, where your mind's at. He is a renewer of the mind. Bow your heads and close your eyes with me today. I want to ask you how many would say, you know what, I needed this today. I needed this. I'm tired of the way life is going for me. I'm tired of the lies. I'm ready to receive what God has for me. I know he has more for me. I know he has more for my children and my home. I know it. If that is you, would you just slip your hand up and say, that is me? Here's what I'm going to do right now. You can put your hands down. How many would say, you know what, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I know my life is not the example it needs to be, and it's not where it needs to be with him. And I need a change in my life. If that is you, would you just slip your hand up and say, that is me? Oh, whew. Lord, help us, Jesus. Those of you that just said, I'm not where I need to be with the Lord, I want everybody to look this way just for a moment. I want you to get out of your seat right now. Those of you that just raised your hands on that second one and said, I'm not where I need to be with the Lord, I want you to get out of your seat and come up here right now. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. We've heard him lie enough. Don't let him keep you in your seats. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Today's the day. The chains are coming off. I'm walking out different today. Not the same way I came in. And those of you that said, I'm tired of listening to the lies, come on, you get out of your seats too and come gather behind them. Come on, I'm tired of where I'm at. I know God has more. Come on. Come. Come. God bless you. Bless you, baby. Come on, press as close as you can to the front. I want you to press as close as you can to the front. There's still people coming. Here's what I want you to do. Sometimes people get a little nervous if you're a visitor, or maybe you go to a different, just whatever. Sometimes people might get a little nervous. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn to a person that's to the right or to the left of you and say, do you want to go pray? I'll go with you. Come on. Come on. Come on, ask, or I'm going to come back here and ask why you ain't asking nobody. Husbands, you can ask your wives. Wives, you can ask your husband. If you can't ask that, I mean, how are you going to make it? Hello? Come on, ask. Say, you want to go? I'll go pray with you. How about you in the back? How about you in the balcony? How about you in the back? Come on. Just press close as you can. He's still coming. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. First thing we're going to do is we're going to pray for those of you that said, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus and I need to make things right. We're going to say a prayer together. You see, the scripture said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What he's meaning is if you pray from your heart and call upon him and call out to him, woo, he hears your heart. The scripture also says that if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of all unrighteousness. What's that mean? It means it doesn't matter what's going on in your past. It's over with when you ask for forgiveness. Oh, and I love this. This is a good one. You ready? I quote these three scriptures everywhere I go, I promise you. I love this one right here because, listen, it's not in man's hands. Salvation is not. It's not in denominations. It's not in that. We try our best. We try our best to lead everybody. But can I tell you something? Listen to this. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. My salvation is not in man's hands. It's in nail-scarred hands that cried out, Father, forgive them. Woo, mercy. He's never turned one away that ever wanted to come to him. That's good news today. Let's pray together. You ready? Let's pray together. Say, Heavenly Father, here I am, a mess. In need of a fixer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you did on Calvary's cross for me. I claim it. I thank you for what you did on that third day coming out of the grave. I thank you for that. And I also thank you for one day for coming after me, because right now I'm repenting, asking you to forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, cleanse me, cover me with your blood. I'm sorry. Save me. Now say this. I claim it. I take you at your word. Because the truth is the word, and the truth shall set me free. I'm saved. Amen. Woo. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. There's nothing wrong with making a new commitment to the Lord. Amen. Now, let's pray about some other things. I want you to take the person that's beside you by the hand. Come on, you can do it out there as well. This will be our last prayer. Heavenly Father, you know the needs in this house. Some needs healing. Lord, I have watched you. I've watched you work. I've watched you heal. Lord, you said when two or three are gathered or two or three would agree upon one thing, here we are, linked together. Devil hates unity. Good. Here we are, linked together, claiming your promises. Lord, I pray that your healing power, your healing virtue would flow in this place. You're a healing Jesus. You're a healing Savior. You're a merciful Savior. And Lord, while we're praying for healing, I pray you renew minds in this house. Heal minds. Heal broken hearts. Heal, Lord, broken marriages at this moment right now. There's some marriages that's on the rocks, and the devil said that it would never be the same. But right now, God, your love, you're helping them fall back in love right now. We're leaving the past behind. Lord, we thank you for joy and your peace and your love. Lord, that's filling our lives right now. Lord, when we go back home, we're claiming that joy and peace and love be in our homes. When we walk through the front door, we feel it. We give you all the glory, and all the praise, all the situations that's going on right now. There's some people that's so stressed out about what's going on in their life. They might be stressed out about their children. Lord, we give our children to you because in your hands you'll protect them. You'll keep them, preserve them. Wrap your arms around them, shield them around our jobs. Lord, some just maybe got some bad news this week or this month. But Lord, I pray for it to be a promotion. I pray, God, you give them a better job than what they had before they lost it. You know why? Because we're giving you glory and praise for it right now. Lord, I pray for revival like never before to fall right here. Not just in the church, but in my life, individually. Let revival start in us. Let that fire burn in us. Lord, we give you glory and praise and honor for it. We bless your name, Jesus. Would it be all right to just let go of that hand and just raise your hands toward heaven and thank him for everything that he took from us right here at the altar this morning on this wonderful, joyous Sunday morning? Come on. What he took from us that we didn't need, and what he gave to us that we needed, and what he gave to us that we didn't need, but it was just favor. Ooh, I love that. My, hallelujah. What he gave to us just as favor. Come on, praise him just for a moment. He's worthy. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Come here, buddy. How many of you received something from the Lord today? Let me just tell you, this man is not a performer, and he can preach. You know what's kind of funny? But for about 15 years, people said we look alike. I just don't see it. But let me tell you, from the first note this band played, I'm going to go back before that. From the second they came off that bus and walked through the doors, all our AVL team began to say, there's such a sweet spirit. The presence of God is on them. Let me tell you, that comes from an undivided heart. In the line of work that God's called them to, you don't always find that. God's presence is here. The anointing is here. The most valuable thing he carries is the presence of God. Jason, it is an honor and a privilege, my friend. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the deposit God used you to make in us today. It will not be forgotten. We bless you today, your family today. Just stretch your hands this way. Father, increase your anointing and your blessing upon Jason and his band and his family. Father, thank you for the impact that they're making all across the world. God, we praise you. We treasure them today. They are a gift to us and to your kingdom. And Father, we bless them in the name of Jesus. Every need supplied, most of all, increase your power that permeates their lives and radiates from them every time they take a platform or a mic for you, Jesus. We thank you and we bless you. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Amen.